Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Good morning, and welcome to the best football show. Good afternoon. Welcome to the best football show. It's Monday. It's June 2nd. Yeah, we've turned a calendar. June 1st cuts are coming out. We'll see a lot of players move over the next couple of days because of contract situations, finances, things like that. June 1st is an important day for veteran players. But anyways, this is the best football show. I am Brian Baldinger at Baldy NFL across all social media platforms. And you can also find this show by downloading your free Odyssey app and liking it, subscribing to it, following it. We're trying to grow the audience here throughout this time of the year, the OTA season. Last week, I visited the Eagles, the Jets, and the Giants. I will get to what this week is looking like. But we've got some breaking news, some really breaking news, because in Detroit, their Pro Bowl center, Frank Ragnow, has announced his retirement. I don't know. Maybe in Detroit, they were planning for this or they had heard about this. This is shocking to me. Frank is he's not a good player. Frank's a great player. And I went back and watched him a little bit this morning. He's only 29 years old. He just completed his 7th season. He played over 95% of the snaps last year. He missed only 46 total snaps or something like that, a very small amount for the schedule that they played, 18-game schedule. Frank, he was a 4-time Pro Bowl player. He was second-team All-Pro a couple of times. This is a great player. And one of the ways you know a center is great is when they try to replace him and they find out how difficult it is. I think it's the biggest loss of the Lions this offseason, and that includes losing Ben Johnson. That includes losing Aaron Glenn, defensive line coach, some position coaches. This is tough. This is a tough loss. Frank Ragnow is 6'5", he's 315 pounds. He was a cog in the middle. He was a big part, as big a part of this entire cultural turnaround in Detroit. Yes, Dan Campbell has an awful lot to do with it. He's been a great steward in this turnaround in Detroit. But, you could say the Eagles had the best offense line of football. You wouldn't be wrong. But you'd say Detroit had the second best, and you're not wrong. But over the last 3 years, since Penei Sewell came on board, they were either the first, second, or third best offense line in football. And a big part of it, yeah, there's Taylor Decker and, Grant and Glasgow. But Frank Ragnow, center, I tell everybody, if your center is weak or average, that's all you can expect your offensive line to be. You're going to be as strong as your center. Yeah, being able to control the middle of your offensive line in the run game, the pass game. I went back and watched Every explosive play the Lions had of 40 yards or more, they had a bunch. They had like 29 plays. It was crazy. Frank Ragnow was a big part of it, just a huge part. And just his leadership, his toughness, his size. You know, there's not many 6 foot five plus centers in the league. You know, especially if you're a quarterback, Jared Goff is a pure pocket quarterback and needs your classic pocket of flat up front and wide on the edges. They had a classic. And then, you know, their ability, you know, to have explosive plays in a passing game because Goff had time, or their explosive plays from Jahmyr Gibbs in the run game was impressive. And Frank Ragnow, number 77, announced his retirement. I don't know what their plan is. I'm sure, I mean, everybody's got a backup center and a third guy that can snap the ball. And I should, you know, I don't know what it involves right now. I just know this. There's nobody on the roster that's as good as Frank Ragnow. I think it's going to be a tough loss. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, the Eagles replaced Jason Kelce last year with Cam Jurgens, and Jurgens played a lot of the season with a terrible back situation, even came out of a playoff game with a bad back and didn't practice all week in preparation for the Super Bowl to play in the Super Bowl. And you really, I mean, Saquon runs for 2,000 yards. They win the Super Bowl. You can't say that the Eagles, you know, weren't able to overcome the loss of Jason Kelce. Now, they did, but they had drafted Cam Jurgens to be his replacement, and he was in his third year when he replaced him. So, you know, they had a plan in place. We'll see. We'll see what life is like without Frank Ragnow. Now, other news, Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley now is going to grace the cover of Madden 2026. We know that there is a jinx that has existed, not to every player, but to some, and the player that they had. Now, I can't think of a more deserving player than Saquon. Now, of course, the cover shot is the iconic shot and the iconic play that Saquon had in week 9 at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars when he caught a swing pass from Jalen Hurts and spun on a linebacker and then jumped over the head of a safety. And that shot of him jumping over the safety backwards, the leap, and then while he's in the air of turning his head to see who was coming to blow him up, and he did get blown up, actually came out for a play. But I guess they were, you know, at EA Sports, and they were designing the cover, and they actually had him in a green room. A green screen is where you could put anything behind it. And they had him jumping over a Jaguar player, a Jaguar helmet, to sort of replicate what he did on that iconic play week 9 against the Jags in the game. The Eagles struggled to win, but they found a way to win it. But that was the play that came out of it. I announced that game for Compass Media Network's national radio, and I saw it in real time. And I think my commentary was, what did we just see? Like, what was that? I knew it was a leap. I'm up there in the booth. Of course, they replayed it on the screens about a dozen times the rest of the day. And of course, everybody on the Eagle bench got up when they saw it, those that saw it live. And that's the shot now that's going to grace the cover of Madden 2026. I'm going to interview him today, Monday, June 2nd, live on the NFL Network. Tom Pelissero and myself are going to interview him. Obviously, you know, the big news, gracing the cover of Madden is always a big deal, even with the curse. Every player gets excited about it. Almost every player grew up either, you know, listening to John Madden, and if they weren't old enough to really listen to him at CBS, at Fox, on Monday Night Football, then they knew about the game and they played his game. In fact, there's a great Netflix series out there right now about Madden and the making of Madden and of that iconic video game and how important it is to the sport, to the players, to the young generation of people that play it, to the players. I grew up, I wasn't a video game guy, but you know, in the locker room, players were playing video games till 7, 8 o'clock at night after practice. know, just hanging and bonding and all that kind of stuff. And that goes on now. It is a big part of the growth of our game internationally. It's a big growth of our game nationally. It's a big part of players and kids wanting to play football, is having their first experience on Madden. And I'm sure we'll talk to Saquon tonight on NFL Network on the Insiders with Tom Pelissero. I'm sure we're going to get, you know, Saquon's take on this whole thing. So I'm excited. I'm excited for Saquon. He seems excited about it. He's already tweeted about it or put it out there on X. You know, it's going to be a big publicity thing for sure. I just saw him last Wednesday when I went to the Eagles OTA. He was out there, you know, catching passes and, you know, taking handoffs from Jalen Hurts. And he was a big part of that pretty impressive practice that I talked about last week. Just how, when I watched that Eagles OTA practice, I was like, this is what a Super Bowl team should look like coming off a Super Bowl win. It should look this exciting. It should be this spirited. It should be this energetic. And it really was.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The next thing I want to get to is, like I mentioned, I was at OTAs last week, up and down the Jersey Turnpike, to the Giants, to the Eagles, back to the Jets. And tomorrow, I've been invited to the Miami Dolphins OTAs. I'm excited about going. Now, I don't know. These OTAs are voluntary. Lane Johnson hit me up last night, asked me if I was coming this week. You know, I told him I was there last week. He was in Oklahoma. But these things are voluntary. If Tyreek Hill, you know, shows up and Tua is out there, I mean, the news is the Dolphins lost to the Jets week 18 at MetLife Stadium. And after the game, Tyreek said something about this has been a good ride, but it's time to move on. You know, something about moving on from the Dolphins. I don't know exactly the quote. The fans out there know better than me. But it sounded like he was ready to cut the cord to Miami. And then he kind of walked that back. And so I'm sure if Tua and Tyreek are both out there tomorrow, that's going to be the story, is what did Tyreek say? What did you mean? And what can we expect this coming season? So I'm excited about that, because I'll tell you, last year I went to a couple of Dolphin OTAs, and I remember a drill. It was a bootleg drill against air. And Tua must have taken at least 40 reps in Miami Dolphin mid-June heat. Like, I mean, it was a sweat party out there. And he must have taken 40 reps to the right and to the left, and most of them throwing crosses to Tyreek Hill. I remember asking Tua after practice, I'm like, was that the emphasis today? Just that many reps on that particular bootleg action Was that, he goes, honestly, Baldy, I wanted to do more, but Mike said, Coach McDaniel said, we'll move on to the next phase of this offense when we perfect this phase. So maybe we see something like that tomorrow. I can't wait to watch. Kenneth Grant comes in, first round pick out of Michigan, to kind of bolster the loss of, you know, some defensive linemen that was joined Zach Allen. I saw Chop Robinson, who had a great second half of the season. I saw Chop at the Penn State Pro Day this spring at State College. That was March 28th, a Friday. I saw Chop there, and we kind of chopped it up. But I'm anxious to see Chop out there in his second year. I think he's going to have a good season. He's got a great skill set. So there's a lot to look for. You know, they've moved on from Javon Holland, and, you know, Jalen Ramsey won't be out there. He's looking to be traded. I think the Dolphins are looking to trade him. Maybe there's movement of Jalen Ramsey, who's been there for a few years now, under a couple different offense coordinators, Vic Fangio and, you know, what they had last year. So, you know, what are they doing at corner right now with the loss of, you know, Xavien Howard and Jalen Ramsey, and how they move on from that? I know Jalen had hinted at he'd always wanted to play with his, you know, college homeboy of Derwin James. And so, you know, does Jalen get moved to the Chargers? Does he go back to the Rams? Does he go play with a guy that Coach Ajiro, who he played with, you know, is now the defense coordinator in Carolina? Those will be answers that maybe Mike McDaniel can shed light on. But anyways, I'm excited about seeing a practice and just looking at what the Dolphins have. I mean, the Buffalo Bills have won 5 straight division championships. Have the Dolphins done anything, or can they challenge Buffalo? As the Jets continue to change coaches, the Patriots change coaches, all those things are taking place. Everybody chasing Buffalo. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Josh Allen. I forgot to mention this. Getting married this past weekend. You know, so congratulations to Josh. I don't know much about his girlfriend. I just saw that he tied the knot. So anyways, OTA reports are coming. I'm trying to get to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week and an outside shot to get to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'll let you know when I know. I've got some a couple tentacles out there to those two teams. Hope to hear back something later today. Anyways, that's been the Best Football Show. I'm your host, Brian Baldy. I look forward to talking to you with some more OTA reports and with any breaking news that might happen this particular week. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Look forward to talking to you real soon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.